basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winner's Circle. Winner's Circle sponsors include Toyota Certified Used Vehicles at Love Toyota of Bradford, Devin Kloss State Farm, ABC Grow With Me, and WR Case & Sons. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports on AM 1490 and the new B107.5 FM.
Good evening and welcome to Bradford Owls Basketball here live from Oil City. This is James Patrick. Those of you tuning in for the 7:30 start time, well, we started a little early, so we're halfway through the first quarter. The Oil City Oilers currently lead 6-0 with 3:52 to go in the first quarter. We'll get to the lineups. We'll get to a little bit of the pregame. And I'm glad to have you on board. Okay. Tonight's starting lineup for your Owls was Jake France, Chase Weinberg, Adam Ward, Brandon Warner, and A.J. Gleason. The Owls played Oil City a couple weeks ago. Very tight match. The Owls came back from a 10-point deficit. Lost it by 1 point at home there in the Owls nest. A.J. Gleason the ball down low. Adam Ward out to France. France at the three-point line. Back to Gleason. Power move by Gleason. Comes up a little short. Rebounded by Oil City. Your Owls are coming off a really exciting overtime win at the Joe DiCerbo Holiday Showcase in Allegheny. They had an overtime win by 2 over Wellsville. Really exciting game, good game, and a nice win. There's a shot by Oil City, comes up short, rebounded by Weinberg, and he is fouled. Ethan Knox, that is the first foul on him, and the first team foul on Oil City. Your Owls currently only have one foul on Jake France. 30-second timeout by Coach Pinardi. So, both teams have one team foul. Van Warmer had a three-point basket, and Ethan Knox had a three-pointer the old way for Oil City, and that's all the scoring we've had so far. It's 6-0. Like I said, welcome. Your Owls are in their road reds tonight with white lettering and black trim, and Oil City in the traditional home whites. Looks like Weinberg, Warner, France, Gleason, and Ward. The same starting five going to take the floor for your Owls. 3 minutes and 5 seconds left in the first quarter. 6-0 Oil City Oilers. Jake France across the timeline. Over to Adam Ward on the wing. Corner to Warner. Warner dribbles out back to Ward. France up top again. France looking down low. Nobody open. Warner in the corner. Back to France up top. Out on the wing. France on top. Up to the foul line. Out to Warner for a three. And it's off. It's off the rim. Rebounded by Weinberg, but he pushed off to get there. So that's Chase Weinberg's first foul and the second team foul on the Owls. Lucas Johnson's coming into the game for A.J. Gleason for your Owls. And the Owls applying a little bit of pressure here. They got it across the timeline. Oil City working it around the perimeter. 2 minutes, 15 seconds left in the first. Down low. Guarded by Weinberg and Johnson. Owls are in their pretty much normal 2-3 zone. Occasionally they break out, but down low, Oil City down low, and the shot's too hard. Rebounded by Oil City, and that shot's good. That's number 21, Sayed Donald. His first two, and it's 8-0 Oil City. Jake brings it across the timeline, over to Warner. Back to Jake, France. Over to Lucas Johnson. Lucas to Adam Ward in the corner. Down Okay, down low to Chase Weinberg, who was fouled. That is Oil City's second team foul. Both teams have two team fouls. 1:30 to go in the first quarter. France inbounds, almost a half court to Lucas Johnson. Over to Warner. Warner to France for three. Oh, off the back iron. And saved by Weinberg. The Owls set it back up. Nice save there by Chase Weinberg. And that's Weinberg from the top of the foul line. From the foul line. Nice little jumper. That's the Owls' first two of the game, and a little pressure applied. And Oil City across the timeline. They shoot a three. And it's good. That's Cam Van Warmer. That's his second three of the game. It's 11-2 Oil City. Lucas Johnson over to France. France at the top of the key. Ward in the corner. France, top of the key again. Setting up a new play. Weinberg, foul line. Out to Warner. Owls just passing around the perimeter, looking for a good shot. Nice move there by France. And they get it out to Warner for a long two. Oh, they gave him a three. Okay. I tried to judge that from a long distance. So we'll give him a three. That's the Owls' fifth point. They're up to 11-5 lead for Oil City. And there's a shot at the buzzer. And that's our first quarter. I'm going to regroup here, and we're going to kick it back to the station. Nick in the studio, my producer. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Devon Closs State Farm at the old post office in Bradford. Let Devin and her team of professionals help you find the best rates on insurance. Winner Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports and B107.5 FM.
This is your season ticket. WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM. WESB Bradford.
And welcome back to Oil City. This is James Patrick with Bradford Owls Basketball. We're about to start the second quarter. Oil City Oilers lead 11-5. All 5 points for your Owls are from Chase Weinberg. That's incorrect. Brandon Warner just had the three. So, Oil City works it around the outside. Owls and tough D. There's a three ball from Oil City, rebounded by Oil City. They're another rebound by Oil City, and another rebound by Oil City, and finally put back up by Jake Hornbeck. That's his first two of the game. That was three or four offensive rebounds there. I think I talked about that at the last Oil City game. They do have three towers down low, all 6'4 and 6'5. There's Jake France with the foul line, in and out. And Isaiah Fitton has checked into the game for your Owls. So you've got France, Fitton, Weinberg, Johnson, and Warner out there for your Owls. Around, passed around to the outside. Warner up top. Warner to Jake France. Back to Warner. Warner drives up the foul line. Kicks it back to Johnson. Fitton in the corner. Johnson takes it up top. France down low. Nice pass to Weinberg. Couldn't get it to go. He mishandled it a little bit. Still got a shot off. And rebounded by Oil City. Oil City breaks it across the timeline. Passing around the perimeter. Owls in the 2-3 zone. Johnson, Fitton, Warner, Weinberg, France. Oil City around the perimeter. There's a mid-range foul shot jumper. And rebounded by Weinberg. Nice rebound by Weinberg. Warner brings it across the timeline. And he gets it back to Weinberg up top, to Johnson, down to Jake on the baseline. Jake was fouled after a move around number 10 for Oil City. That's their third team foul. Nice move by Jake to get around him and draw the foul. Inbounded to Warner for a three off the iron. Rebounded by Oil City. Oil City brings it across the timeline. Fitton and Johnson up top on the defense. France, Weinberg, and Warner down low. Five minutes and 34 seconds to go in the first half. It's 13-5, Oil City Oilers. A long three for Oil City. And that's good by Cam Van Warmer again. That's his third three. He's got 9 points, and it's 16-5, Oil City. Fitton in the corner. Out to France. Over to Warner. Warner takes a three. Off the rim, Weinberg with a rebound, put back off the rebound. Fitton with a rebound. And there's Jake from a foul line jumper, and it's off the and rebounded by Weinberg. Okay, a little bit of crazy action there. Ultimately, rebounded by Weinberg. He put a shot up and was fouled. And that's on Ethan Knox, number two. That's his second foul, the team's fourth foul. And here comes Chase Weinberg for two free throws. Count it. We'll do this next one for my friend Spider. I know he's listening back home. Count it. Okay, Chase Weinberg now has 4 points. It's 16-7, Oil City. The Owls are applying full court pressure now. And this worked for them against Oil City back in Bradford in the second half after they had fallen behind. And they did get to within 1 point and fell short 39-38 that night. Oil City's working it around the perimeter. There. Oh. Jake France tried to create a turnover, and he almost did. It went off of him. Oil City's going to inbound in the baseline. And the Owls almost steal the inbound pass. Once again, they will inbound from the same spot. And inbounded all the way out around the arc. There's Jake trying to make something happen on defense. And there's Van Warmer again. He missed from three. Rebounded by Oil City. Put back and missed. And Lucas Johnson comes away with a rebound. I always like it when one of the smaller guys out there gets the rebound. And we have a push on Van Warmer. That'll be his first foul. The team's fifth. That was on Chase Weinberg, away from the ball. Both players ended up on the ground. So Lucas Johnson's going to inbound. We got Johnson, Fitton, Warner, Weinberg, and France for your Owls right now. France in the corner to Warner. Warner takes the three. Oh, it looked good, but it was off the iron. Rebounded by Oil City. 16-7 with 3:41 to go in the first half. Oil City working it around the perimeter. Set up a screen. And the pass is thrown away. It's going to be Owls basketball. 16-7, Oil City Oilers lead. 3:26 to go in the first half. Here comes France across the timeline. Over to Johnson, almost thrown away. Johnson saved it. Back to France. France to Weinberg. Back to France. Owls trying to find the open man. They do. Weinberg, mid-range jumper, and he nails it. Nice pass by Johnson down to Weinberg, and Weinberg hits the jumper. It's 16-9, Oil City. Owls applying pressure again. Oil City across the timeline. And there's a three, and it's good. Connor Highfield. His first three of the game. Owls working it around the perimeter. Here's Weinberg for three. Oh, off the back iron. Looked really good. Rebounded by Oil City. And they come across the timeline with 2:25 to go. A 10-point lead for Oil City, 19-9 right now. Oil City works it around the outside. Fitton guarding the ball. Oil City sets up a new play. Tough defense by your Owls. Almost errant pass. Saved by Oil City as a guy goes into the stands for it. Good defense by the Owls there to force that. And tip by Weinberg. And the Owls come away with it. Here goes Chase on the breakaway. And no call. No call either way. Chase tried to lay it in. Could have been called either way, but there was no call. The Oilers have it again, and here goes a three ball for Oil City. It's off the iron. Weinberg rebounds it and is fouled. A hand check foul there on the rebound. That's 21. That's Syed Donald. His first. It's the team's sixth. 1:24 to go in the first half. The Owls are going to inbound under their basket. France into Fitton. Fitton comes across the timeline. Over to Johnson. Johnson to France. France back to Johnson. Johnson, Weinberg. Oh, Chase had it tipped away from him. And Oil City's off and running. And it goes in and out. Rebounded by Johnson. So it's still 19-9 with 1 minute to go. Oil City leads by 10. Nice move by France over to Warner. Warner lays it in. Very nice drive and pass by France and hits the open man Warner, who puts it in. Oil City drives to the basket and gets his own board and is fouled by Fitton. Isaiah Fitton with his first foul. The team's third personal. So nobody's in foul trouble for your Owls. Two free throws here for Syed Donald. First one's good. A.J. Gleason checks back in for your Owls. So we have Johnson, Warner, France, Fitton, and Gleason. And the second free throw by Donald is good. 21-11, 10-point lead for the Oil City Oilers. And almost an errant pass, but it's off of Oil City, so your Owls will inbound out on the wing. Fitton to Johnson. Johnson down to the corner for Warner. Warner brings it back out to Fitton. Fitton to Johnson. Johnson to France. Owls working it around the outside, trying to get somebody open in the middle. Warner has it, top of the key. Johnson. A.J. Gleason's under there working hard. Fitton. France takes a long three. Oh, and it comes up short. Rebounded by Oil City. And foul on Warner. That's Warner's first and the team's fourth team foul. Warner thought that he may have tied him up for a jump ball, but that wasn't what the ref called. So we've only got 6 seconds left in the first half. 21-11, Oil City Oilers. Very similar to the first game these two teams played. And there's a foul on the floor as Van Warmer was driving to the basket. That's on A.J. Gleason. That is his first and the team's fifth. So they're going to inbound it, Oil City, with 2.2 seconds to go. Oh, inbounded to Donald very nicely under the basket. He's fouled and puts it in. So that is that's A.J. Gleason's second foul. He gets him quick. And one free throw coming up for Oil City, and it is off the iron. And that's the end of your first half. With the score, Oil City 23 and your Bradford Owls 11. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winner's Circle. Winner's Circle sponsors include Toyota Certified Used Vehicles at Love Toyota of Bradford, Devin Kloss State Farm, ABC Grow With Me, and WR Case & Sons. This is Bradford Owls basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM. It's always sharp, but never bites. After being locked away in the Case vault, the Case Copperhead is back, but only for a limited time. The Copperhead is known for its oversized end bolster that helps ensure a smooth retrieval from your pocket whenever you need it. With more than a dozen unique and attractive styles to choose from, you're sure to find one that fits you. But they're only available for a limited time before they return to retirement. So bag your own Case Copperhead today at the Zippo Case Museum in Bradford.
For great child care, who can you trust? ABC Grow With Me Child Care on Mechanic Street have made it a point to ensure your child's development is their number one priority. Their caring and skilled instructors will help you reach your child's milestone goals. Every child is special, and it's their objective to make them feel that way. Now hiring, call 814-596-0072 to apply or to enroll your child. ABC Grow With Me Child Care, 70 Mechanic Street in Bradford.
Becoming a Toyota Certified Used Vehicle starts with passing a 160-point inspection to ensure nothing but the highest quality vehicle. And for a limited time, Love Toyota has great low financing deals on certified used Camrys, Corollas, RAV4s, Highlanders, and Tacomas. Not all buyers will qualify for special APR financing from Toyota. See your dealer for details. The best new cars make the best used cars. Hurry. Offers end January 3rd. Toyota. Let's go places.
Love Toyota Bradford.
Hey, life doesn't stop when cancer starts. After diagnosis, treatment is vital. But for some, just getting there to appointments, chemo, or radiation is a major challenge. You can change that. Volunteer to give rides with the American Cancer Society Road to Recovery Program. Driving for a few hours of your day can make a life-saving difference for someone with cancer. Visit cancer.org/drive to learn more.
If you're worried your friend may be struggling, remember, you don't have to be there to be there.
You can say how are you or get a fake tattoo. You can ask with an app if it works for you. You can write him a text or knit him a sweater. If you can't be together, you can write him a letter.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever.
Good chat on the game, kick off your flip-flops. You can ask on your couch while you binge watch. However you do it, you gotta ask a friend. And if they don't share, you can ask again.
Whatever gets you talking.
Reach out to a friend about their mental health. Learn how you can help at seizetheawkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Devin Kloss State Farm at the Old Post Office in Bradford. Let Devin and her team of professionals help you find the best rates on insurance. Winner Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports and B107.5 FM.
WESB Sports.
Okay, this is James Patrick. Welcome back to Oil City, where your Owls currently trail 23-11 at half to the Oil City Oilers. This seems to be it's almost a trend for your Owls. They've had many halftime deficits this year, and to tell you the truth, they've come out in the second half in almost every game on fire. So let's hope that happens again. Very similar to the first game between these two teams back in Bradford. 12-point lead for Royal City at the half, and your Owls battled back and lost by one at home. Scoring for your Owls, 11 points, just 11 points. 5 for Warner and 6 for Chase Weinberg. Only 2 scores. For Oil City, Van Wormers had 3 threes for 9 points. And Donald has 6 points, 2 for Hornbeck and 3 for Knox and 3 for Highfield. So we're hoping that Coach Benardi has a nice speech once again for the halftime adjustments. Last game at the Joe DiCerbo Holiday Showcase, the Owls trailed by 10 at the half. Come back and got the game into overtime and won it by 2 in overtime. So I didn't get to any of this at the beginning. Your Owls are currently still on top of the D9 standings with a 1-0 record. Coming up this Friday night, we'll get into another D9 part of our schedule. We'll be at St. Mary's Dutch on Friday night for our second league game. Oil City's back out here warming up. Nobody really in foul trouble for either team. A.J. Gleason got 2 quick fouls there at the end of the first half, so he's the only Owl with 2. And Ethan Knox has 2 fouls for Oil City. So fouls aren't an issue. Let's send it back real quick to our sponsors and Nick in the studio. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.
Basketball excitement on WESB Sports is brought to you all season long by the WESB Winner's Circle of Sponsors. Participants include Toyota Certified Used Cars at Love Toyota of Bradford, 880 East Main Street, and ABC Grow With Me Childcare, Mechanic Street in Bradford, wishing best of luck to the Owls and Lady Owls basketball teams. If you're in need of childcare, visit ABC Grow With Me on Facebook. Winner's Circle Sponsors, helping make this basketball broadcast possible.
It's always sharp, but never bites. After being locked away in the Case vault, the Case Copperhead is back, but only for a limited time. The Copperhead is known for its oversized end bolster that helps ensure a smooth retrieval from your pocket whenever you need it. With more than a dozen unique and attractive styles to choose from, you're sure to find one that fits you. But they're only available for a limited time before they return to retirement. So bag your own Case Copperhead today at the Zippo Case Museum in Bradford.
We are strong, we are resilient, and we will get through this together. But these are stressful times, and it's important to also practice good self-care. It's normal to feel overwhelmed, anxious, or afraid, but there is hope. Reach out to someone, connect with your friends, stay in touch with your community, and know that you are not alone. Learn more at wearebroadcasters.com/hope. Furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Devin Kloss State Farm at the Old Post Office in Bradford. Let Devin and her team of professionals help you find the best rates on insurance. Winner Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports and B107.5 FM.
This is your season ticket, WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM. WESB Bradford.
Okay, welcome back. It's a little hard to hear in here with the pep band. They were entertaining us at halftime. This is James Patrick in Oil City, where you're the Oil City Oilers currently lead your Owls 23-11 at the break here at the halftime. Both teams back on the court. I've been told this is a newly refurbished gymnasium, similar to ours back home, and it's a new floor that they put in here. It's really, really a nice court. So just wanted to tell you that. I haven't been to Oil City for a long, long time. Your Owls trail 23-11. The only scorers for your Owls are Chase Weinberg with 6 points and Brendan Warner with 5 points. All five starters for Royal City have scored. And as I've said before, the Owls have made it normal thing here to drop down by 10 points and then fight back. So let's enjoy the fight here. Let's see who's going to come out on the floor for your Owls. It's going to be Warner, Gleason, Ward, France, and Weinberg starting for your Owls. Your Owls are going to inbound the ball at midcourt, and we'll get started here in the second half. Once again, this is James Patrick with Nick back in the studio. Owls inbound the ball. Adam Ward, top of the key, over to France. France, back to Ward. Ward sets up a play. Out to France. Warner in the corner. France, Ward. Ward way up top. Oil City's playing a 3-2. And there's France up top, down to Warner in the corner. Warner back to Ward. Al's just working it around the three-point line, trying to find an open man. A.J. Gleason working his butt off down there. And there's a jumper for Warner from three. And the Owls come away. Whoop. Adam Ward comes away with a rebound. And France has it. And Adam Ward sets up another play. So Warner tried a three that was short. And Adam Ward hustled and got the rebound. The Owls have the ball. France to Weinberg in the corner. Back to France. France, Weinberg, little move, mid-range jumper, a little strong, rebounded by Ward. Ward to France. This is the Owls' third. There's Weinberg for three. And once again, rebounded by your Owls, Jake France, and his shot comes up short, rebounded by Oil City. So the Owls had three chances on that possession and came up short. So pressure defense here by your Owls. 1-3-1. And there's Donald with a strong move down low. France, oh, and an errant pass by your Owls. Oil City working it down low. And there's Donald again, and he's fouled by, I think, Gleason. It is A.J. Gleason. That's his third foul and the first team foul of the second half. Two shots for Donald. Donald's been strong down low for the Oil City Oilers. First one is good. 26-11. Oil City leads with 6 minutes left in the third. And the second one is up and good. So all the scoring, 4 points in the second half for Donald there for Oil City. Adam Ward brings it across the timeline. Over to France. France dribbles up top. Back to Ward. Down to AJ in the corner. France up top. Down low to Weinberg. Back out to Warner. Mid-range jumper. Short. Rebounded by Donald. Donald's really asserting himself down low. And there's pressure on the ball. And a timeout by Oil City. 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here. Your Owls pressured the ball there, but Oil City got the timeout. They pinned a man up against the sideline with two defenders on him. So your Owls currently outscored 4-0 in the second half and losing 27-11. Need to get it rolling here. Coach Pinardi's giving some instruction. When they increase that defensive pressure, they seem to have good results. Okay, coming out for your Owls is going to be Warner, Gleason, Ward, France, and Weinberg. Oil City's going to inbound out on the side. And they inbound it all the way to the backcourt. Weinberg on the defense in the backcourt. And they get it across the timeline. There's Weinberg with a tip. And saved by Oil City. Boy, the Owls are really scrambling on defense right now. And a missed shot. Rebounded by Oil City and put back in. That's Jake Hornbeck. That's his first two of the second half. And the Owls just are not getting a rebound right now. So France on the outside. Adam Ward at the top of the key. Over to Weinberg in the corner. Back out to Adam Ward. Down low to A.J. Gleason. And he tries to get it to Warner, but it's kicked ball off Oil City. So it's 29-11, Oil City Oilers lead, with 5 minutes left in the third quarter. Jake France is going to inbound just close to under the basket. All the way out to Warner for three. Oh, and it's off the rim and rebounded by Oil City. Oil City across the timeline. Pressure on the ball. Weinberg tips it. Still goes to Oil City. Down low. That's Ethan Knox for his first two of the second half. And it's currently an 8-0 run here for Oil City Oilers in the second half. They've opened up a 20-point lead over your Bradford Owls. 4.5 minutes to go. Down low to Weinberg. Back out to Jake. Adam Ward from the foul line. A little too hard. And a frustration foul, I believe, on Brandon Warner. That's his second and the team's second foul. Oil City inbounds. The Owls are going to pick up the defense at the half court. And there's a charge on Ethan Knox, drawn by A.J. Gleason. A.J. stood strong. That's a third foul on Ethan Knox. And the first Oil City team foul the second half. So A.J. stood strong under there and got leveled, but drew the foul. Okay, here comes your Owls. France across the timeline. 4 minutes left in the third quarter. Owls currently trail by 20. Warner, back to France. France, up the top of the key, over to Warner in the corner. Warner to France. France makes a move down the lane, off to Gleason, mid-range. Nice shot by Gleason. Good. That's Gleason's first 2 points of the ball game. Nice little 8-foot arcing jumper. Okay, the Owls back on defense. There's Donald down low. And, okay. A missed shot, and that's off of Oil City, and it's going to be Owls basketball. Crowd not happy with that call. Here comes Adam Ward across the timeline. Jake France. 31-13, the Oil City Oilers lead. Almost a turnover by the Owls. Jake, a little penetration move, but then he backs it out. When Jake gets that penetration in there, he can usually get it off to an open guy. There's Warner. Travel on Warner. So Oil City's going to inbound the ball under their basket with 2.5 minutes to go in the third. Chase Weinberg's pressuring the ball. Adam Ward and Chase, double team, almost created a turnover. They get it across the timeline. Owls are really scrambling on defense. Oh. And there's a missed shot rebounded by Oil City. The Owls just can't get a rebound. Oil City's too strong underneath right now. And Oil City working it around the perimeter again. Crowd is not happy about the way things are going here. Oil City still working it around the perimeter. Al's playing tough defense. Weinberg's on the ball right now. Oh, nice drive. Three-pointer for number 10. Nope. Rebounded again by Ethan Knox and put back in. Seems like every loose ball under the basket goes right to an Oil City person. It's currently back to a 20-point lead with 1:20 to go in the third quarter.
WESB Bradford.
Jake France. And Warner. A.J. Gleason throws it away. Here comes Oil City. And Weinberg goes for a steal. Wide open in the corner for a three, and it's good. That's Connor Highfield. That's his second three-pointer of the game, and it's 36-13, Oil City. 43 seconds to go in the third quarter. Warner for three, and it's good. Nice stroke by Warner. And pressure on the ball. And a foul on Bradford. Fouls on Adam Ward. That is his first and the team's third of the second half. They had a man pinned, but they fouled him. So Oil City is inbounded in the backcourt. They get across the timeline. And he travels. It'll be Al's basketball with 20 seconds to go in the third quarter. Adam Ward across the timeline, 14 seconds. Setting up the play. France, 9 seconds. France to Warner, 5 seconds. Warner drives and puts up a floater. It's long. Weinberg with a rebound and a putback at the buzzer. Very nice rebound and putback by Chase Weinberg. So that's the end of the third quarter with Oil City leading 36-18. This is Bradford Owls basketball, WSB Sports.
It's always sharp, but never bites. After being locked away in the Case vault, the Case Copperhead is back, but only for a limited time. The Copperhead is known for its oversized end bolster that helps ensure a smooth retrieval from your pocket whenever you need it. With more than a dozen unique and attractive styles to choose from, you're sure to find one that fits you. But they're only available for a limited time before they return to retirement. So bag your own Case Copperhead today at the Zippo Case Museum in Bradford.
This is your season ticket, WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford.
And welcome back to Oil City. This is James Patrick on Owls Radio, WESB Sports. Oil City currently leads after three periods, 36-18. Your Owls are going to take the floor with Fitton, Johnson, Weinberg, Warner, and France. The Owls picked up the defensive intensity, but didn't result in much there. In the third quarter, they're outscored 13-7. So Oil City has the ball across the timeline. And they're going to work it around the perimeter. Down low. Oh, and almost stolen by Lucas Johnson. Quick hands. Unable to save it before it went out of bounds. So Oil City will inbound in the corner. .742 to go in the game. And they inbound it out near half court. Fitton on the defense right now. Up top. Oil City, little drive down in the lane, off to the open man. Oil City's in no hurry right now, it doesn't seem like. They set up a new play, working it around the perimeter. They currently have an 18-point lead. And there's a pass down low. Back out, and quick hands by Weinberg, but it's knocked out of bounds off of Weinberg. So Oil City will inbound out here on the wing. The biggest thing in this game, I believe, is your Owls just haven't been able to get a rebound. And there goes Cam Van Warmer for his first 2 points of the second half. Nice spin move down low. Fitton, France back to Fitton. Fitton tipped down to Weinberg in the corner. Weinberg gets it back out to France. France at the top of the key. Over to Johnson. Johnson, little drive, back out to France for a long three, and it's good. Jake France for a long three. That's his first points of the ball game, folks. He's had a lot of nice assists, but that's Jake's first basket. Owls back on defense now. Good defense by your Owls. There's a drive by Jake Hornbeck, a very nice opposite hand for a lay-in. And it's almost stolen by Oil City. Your Owls have it again. And now it is stolen by Oil City. Oh, what a... they got a little fancy there. threw it to an open man under the basket who threw it back out for a three, but errant throw. Owls basketball on their end line. Coach is not happy with the layup one player had and threw it back out for a three. So it's Oil City Oilers 40, your Bradford Owls 21 with 5:40 to go in the game. There's Johnson to France, that same spot where he just made a three. Johnson, Fitton to Johnson. Johnson with a little drive to the foul line. He brings it back out to Fitton. Oh, and there's a steal by Oil City and a lay-in. That is Jake Hornbeck again. He had a steal and he went the whole way with it. 42-21, Oil City. Warner in the corner. Fitton up top. Fitton over to Johnson. Johnson for a long three. Off the backboard. And rebounded by Weinberg and then stolen away by Oil City. So Oil City brings it across the timeline. 4:48 to go in the game. 42-21, Oil City. And there is a really nice move, but a missed shot. That's Hornbeck again. He got around everyone, but he laid it off the rim. So your Owls are going to inbound under their basket. We still have France, Fitton, Johnson, Warner, and Weinberg. Johnson, Fitton up top. Over to France on the wing, down low to Warner. Warner in the corner. Warner in the corner again. Fitton with a little drive kick out to Warner for three. Off the rim and almost put back by Weinberg, and he gets his own rebound and is fouled. Good hard work by Chase Weinberg. And that is number 10, his second foul. The team's second team foul. Weinberg's going to be at the line for two. And that one's short for Chase. 42-21, Oil City Oilers lead. And that one is good. Count it, Chase Weinberg. Owls apply a little three-quarter court pressure. And a foul on Lucas Johnson. That's his first, team's fourth. That's on the floor, so Oil City will inbound under their basket. Oil City's working in some new players now. There's an open shot off the back rim, rebounded by Weinberg, off to France, and he's running. France drops it off for Warner. Warner back up top for France. Lucas Johnson in the middle, down low. Weinberg out to three-point line. And Weinberg with a step. And he goes all the way. And he is fouled again. And that is the third team foul on Oil City. And Weinberg will be going back to the line for two. Chase just trying to create a basket. And it worked. And that's count it. Fitton, Johnson, France, Warner, Weinberg. Weinberg has one more shot to go. And it's short. And Weinberg fights for the rebound, and the ball stays with Bradford. Weinberg almost got it, and it went off of Oil City Oilers. So the Owls will inbound under their basket, trailing 42-23, 3.5 minutes to go in the game. There's France for three from the corner. Count it. Jake France, his second three of the fourth quarter. It's 42-26. The Owls put on three-quarter pressure and almost stolen by Lucas Johnson. Very few timeouts used in this game. Both teams still have four timeouts. Oil City with the ball fitting on the defense. Kick out. Open three passed up. And there's a back out to the three-point line. Now they're working it around the outside, Oil City. 2:55 to go in the game. And there is a mid-range jumper from Connor Highfield. And he drains it. 44-26. Jake out to Fitton for three. High arcing shot off the rim. Rebounded by Johnson. Johnson puts it back in. Mid-range jumper. Nice shot by Lucas. That's his first two of the game. And steal by the Owls. Steal by Johnson. Who takes it all the way. And is fouled. So, Lucas Johnson with the steal, and he takes it to the rim and draws the foul. So Lucas Johnson will be shooting two. And the first one's short. .222 to go in the game. 44-28, the Oil City Oilers lead. And the second one, count it. Lucas Johnson with 3 points now. Pressure applied once again by the Owls. 44-29. And they get it across the timeline. Timeout called as the Owls were pressuring the ball pretty good. Timeout called. This is 30-second timeout. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
For great child care, who can you trust? ABC Grow With Me Child Care on Mechanic Street have made it a point to ensure your child's development is their number one priority. Their caring and skilled instructors will help you reach your child's milestone goals. Every child is special, and it's their objective to make them feel that way. Now hiring, call 814-596-0072 to apply or to enroll your child. ABC Grow With Me Child Care, 70 Mechanic Street in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
And welcome back to Oil City. The Oilers just inbounded. There's 2 minutes left to go in the game. Oil City leads 44-29. On the court for your Owls, Warner, France, Weinberg, and the Owls did create a turnover there. There'll be Owls basketball. Warner, Fitton, France, Weinberg, and Lucas Johnson are the five on the floor for your Owls. France brings it across the timeline. 1:47 to go. And tries to get it. Lucas tries to get it down low to Weinberg, and it's tipped away by Oil City. Oil City across the timeline. Tipped out of bounds by Jake France. Greg Tyler checks into the game now for Weinberg. Here comes Jetty. So Greg Tyler's on the floor, and Jesse Taylor. And it's a rebounded by Jesse and stolen away by Oil City. And driven in and laid in by number five with 2 points. 46-29, 56 seconds to go. Lucas Johnson, Jesse with a shot, he's fouled. So number 50, Jesse Taylor. Is at the line for two. And the first one's a little long. Second one is off the back iron. Rebounded by Oil City. 45 seconds to go in the game. 46-29. And there's another drive and lay-in for Oil City. 48-29, Oil City. 31 seconds to go. And tipped away. Tyler with a shot that almost went. Jesse Taylor with a rebound and stepped on the end line. So 19.6 seconds to go. Oil City leads 48-29. On the floor is Greg Tyler, Isaiah Fitton, Lucas Johnson, Jesse Taylor, and Jake France for your Owls. It looks like they're going to just run it out here, Oil City. And the final score here tonight will be 48-29. The Oilers lead or win. I'm going to tally up some totals here, and we're going to kick it back to Nick in the studio. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
Becoming a Toyota certified used vehicle starts with passing a 160-point inspection to ensure nothing but the highest quality vehicle. And for a limited time, Love Toyota has great low financing deals on certified used Camrys, Corollas, RAV4s, Highlanders, and Tacomas. Not all buyers will qualify for special APR financing from Toyota. See your dealer for details. The best new cars make the best used cars. Hurry, offers end January 3rd. Toyota, let's go places.
Love Toyota Bradford.
Basketball excitement on WESB Sports is brought to you all season long by the WESB Winner's Circle of Sponsors. Participants include Toyota Certified Used Cars at Love Toyota of Bradford, 880 East Main Street, and ABC Grow With Me Child Care, Mechanic Street in Bradford, wishing best of luck to the Owls and Lady Owls basketball teams. If you're in need of child care, visit ABC Grow With Me on Facebook. Winner's Circle sponsors helping make this basketball broadcast possible.
Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winner's Circle. Winner's Circle sponsors include Toyota Certified Used Vehicles at Love Toyota of Bradford, Devin Kloss State Farm, ABC Grow With Me, and WR Case & Sons. This is Bradford Owls basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
For great child care, who can you trust? ABC Grow With Me Child Care on Mechanic Street have made it a point to ensure your child's development is their number one priority. Their caring and skilled instructors will help you reach your child's milestone goals. Every child is special, and it's their objective to make them feel that way. Now hiring, call 814-596-0072 to apply or to enroll your child. ABC Grow With Me Child Care, 70 Mechanic Street in Bradford.
I'm Naheem Hines, proud supporter of the Muscat
Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom has muscular dystrophy, and the MDA helps her and kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan, and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. And MDA funds over 150 care centers for kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and related neuromuscular diseases. Learn more at MDA.org today.
Basketball excitement on WESB Sports is brought to you all season long by the WESB Winner's Circle of Sponsors. Participants include Toyota Certified Used Cars at Love Toyota of Bradford, 880 East Main Street, and ABC Grow With Me Child Care, Mechanic Street in Bradford, wishing best of luck to the Owls and Lady Owls basketball teams. If you're in need of child care, visit ABC Grow With Me on Facebook. Winner's Circle Sponsors, helping make this basketball broadcast possible.
Becoming a Toyota Certified Used Vehicle starts with passing a 160-point inspection to ensure nothing but the highest quality vehicle. And for a limited time, Love Toyota has great low financing deals on certified used Camrys, Corollas, RAV4s, Highlanders, and Tacomas. Not all buyers will qualify for special APR financing from Toyota. See your dealer for details. The best new cars make the best used cars. Hurry. Offers end January 3rd. Toyota. Let's go places.
Love Toyota Bradford.
Together, we build schools out of abandoned buildings. Together, we bring food to hungry children in need. Together, we see solutions instead of problems. We are the 1.2 million members of Rotary, community leaders in your neighborhood and around the globe, brought together to do one thing, make more good happen. Connect with us at Rotary.org. Together, we are Rotary, and we are people of action.
This is your season ticket, WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford.
Okay, this is James Patrick. Welcome back to Oil City, where your Owls were beaten tonight by the Oil City Oilers, 48-29. Not much good for the Owls tonight. They did get everybody on the scoreboard, the starting five anyways. They were led by Chase Weinberg with 10 points. Brendan Warner had 8. Jake France with 6. A.J. Gleason with 2 and Lucas Johnson with 3 for just a total of 29 points. Uncommonly low for your Owls. The boards, they have 3 very tall, talented individuals in Oil City. That got many, many boards. And they're scoring across the board without the names is 11, 10, 8, 7, 8, 4. Very even scoring across the board for Oil City. They outscored the Owls in all four quarters. And the Owls will get back to the drawing board and we'll be back on the air Wednesday night with our second league game, D9 league game in St. Mary's. It's a Dutch Oven. Scheduled to start at 7:30. I know tonight we had a little bit of an early start time. We'll work on that. But once again, this is James Patrick back in Oil City where your Owls lose this evening, 48-29 to the Oil City Oilers. This is Owls basketball on WSB Sports.